In this bulletin, the National Cabinet meets in the first of now twice weekly meetings. Australians and New Zealanders free to embark on quarantine-free travel across the Tasman. And in sport, a dozen of the world's top football clubs to create a breakaway European Super League. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The National Cabinet meets today. It's the first of twice weekly meetings from now on, with the aim of getting the nation's vaccine program back on track. The meeting will also discuss ways to ease international border restrictions, perhaps later in the year. One route in and out of the country is already eased after restrictions on two-way travel between Australia and New Zealand were loosened on Sunday night. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has hailed the opening of quarantine-free travel between Australia and New Zealand as a win-win for both countries after more than a year of tight restrictions. Qantas Chief Alan Joyce says domestic demand has been great.
This is really good news, having this first bubble across to New Zealand. It's the first time in 400 days that people can travel quarantine-free, and we're adding 16 flights a day to New Zealand, return flights a day, and are full. And we've gotten 630 people back to work just because of this bubble. Of course, we'd like to see the rest of the international borders opening up. We'd like to see that happening, but we want it to happen in a safe way.
More than 3,000 soldiers will no longer have their awards taken away. Instead, only those convicted of war crimes will lose their meritorious unit citations. Minister for Defence Peter Dutton has blocked a decision by Chief of Defence Angus Campbell to strip unit citations from Special Forces troops who served in Afghanistan.
Well, I really think it's a decision that talks to our respect for those that receive the unit citation. The 1% of people who have done the wrong thing will be held to account for that. But for the 99%, these are people that have stood up in our country's name. They've defended our country and our values, our beliefs. 41 people died, as we know, in the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, and these are people that 3,000 of whom have been involved in different ways in protecting what we believe in, and I think they've kept our country a safer place.
Mr. Dutton said while it was important to ensure people who'd done the wrong thing were held to account, he did not want the many punished for the actions of a few. The Greek Orthodox Archdiocese has responded to claims it received more than $22 million in rent and fees from St. Basil's aged care homes over an eight-year period. An ABC investigation has alleged one of the aged care settings involved in St. Basil's in Melbourne, where 45 residents died last year due to COVID-19 outbreak. Greek Orthodox Archbishop Makarios was criticised for leading a luxury lifestyle since taking up the role in Australia in mid-2019. The Archbishop has released a statement rejecting the accusations. His statement says the ABC has defamed him by suggesting the Archdiocese received substantial sums from St. Basil's in Melbourne and by implying those funds contributed to an allegedly luxurious lifestyle. Allies of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny have unveiled plans for what they hope will be the largest protests in modern Russian history. Mr. Navalny's chief of staff, Leonid Volkov, is urging the public to protest in Moscow and St. Petersburg as Mr. Navalny's health deteriorates. The 44-year-old opposition leader started a hunger strike more than 3 weeks ago to protest poor treatment from prison authorities. Authorities have reportedly denied him a private doctor to treat severe back pain and a loss of feeling in his legs.
Things are moving in an extremely fast and negative way. We can't wait and postpone. Extreme situations demand extreme decisions.
The US has warned Russia it would pay a price if Mr. Navalny dies in jail. To sport now, and a dozen of the world's top football clubs have agreed to create a breakaway European Super League, which would upend the entire sport. The six clubs from England, Spain and Italy have released a joint statement announcing the new competition, which is likely to begin in 2022. The new 20-team competition, with two groups of 10 playing in a group stage before a knockout tournament, stands as a direct rival to the UEFA Champions League, but not traditional domestic domestic leaks. See what the weather's doing for you across the nation today. It's 24 degrees in Perth, where it's partly cloudy. Much the same for Adelaide, 22. Similar for Melbourne, 21. In Hobart, partly cloudy and 20. 19 for Canberra. Sunny, the same for Wollongong, 23 degrees. In Sydney, sunny and 25. In Newcastle, sunny and 24. Much the same for Brisbane, 26. Showers for Cairns, 29. And mostly sunny in Darwin, 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.